Open Water 20. Section 9, Open Water Training, Part 1. Version 2.05, December 29, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Open Water Dive 1. Maximum depth, 12 meters or 40 feet. 2 Golden Rules. Know how much gas you have at all times. Never hold your breath while scuba diving. Introduction. You are well on your way to discover the beauty of the underwater world and life within. Your decision to progress is based on the academic knowledge that you have gained and the skills learned in your confined water development training. The next step is to apply the skills you have learned in an open water environment, with the assistance and guidance of your RAID instructor. Being a dynamic environment, the skills learned will be applied to various situations you may encounter underwater. In this part of your development, we will emphasize the need to be a thinking diver, one who takes responsibility for their own actions. This does not mean that you are not going to have fun doing it, quite the opposite. An important part of the learning process is dive planning, and is associated with the thinking diver. In dive planning, before each dive, you will consider the following: the no decompression nitrogen limit, NDL, for the depth, maximum allowable dive time. The open circuit gas supply limit, minimum remaining air pressure at the end of a dive 50 bar or 735 psi. Your personal exposure to the environment, hot or cold. Look at each of these items and base the dive plan on the most conservative time for any of the above. Remember, our maximum depth for certification on this program is 20 meters or 66 feet. The maximum recreational diving limit is 40 meters or 130 feet. After each dive, you will review the facts of the dive, such as your nitrogen tissue loading, the actual depth you reached, the remaining gas you had on reaching the surface. All this information will be used to plan the next dive. You would not consider long distance travel without considering how much fuel the car needs, how long it will take, and how much money you need. So why dive without planning? It does not take long once you know what you are doing, and it may save your life one day. During the open water section, your instructor will be guiding and assisting you where necessary. You will be asked to apply what you have learned and repeat some of the skills already practiced in confined water, in the open water environment. On one of the dives, your instructor will demonstrate one new skill that will help with your direction and keep you orientated while underwater. Compass navigation will cover the very basic points from which you can build on. Your instructor will also tell you about the dive site, environmental orientation, emergency procedures, etc., and introduce the dive evaluation checklist. All the skills are repeats from your confined water training and must be completed for certification. One new skill is staying with your buddy. You should remain close enough so you can help your buddy if needed. If you get separated, you should look for 1 minute and then make a normal safe ascent to the surface. Inflate your BCD, signal the boat and look for your buddy on the surface. You will also learn about looking after your equipment. You will learn how to wash, pack and store it for transport and further use. When cleaning your equipment after it has been in salt water, there is some extra care required to make sure it is not affected long term. For example, you should be careful that no water can enter the first stage where it normally connects to the gas supply. The water you clean it with should be free from dirt and sand. The gear should then be properly dried and stored. The RAID training is a performance-based program where you progress from mastery of one skill or sub-skill to the development and mastery of the complete skill. Your instructor may need to complete more dives or time underwater, if mastery is not obtained, in the time allocated. It must be noted that this aspect must be discussed with the dive center or instructor before starting any in-water training, and you must be aware of this possible requirement prior to certification. Prepare equipment assembly and assembly checks with your buddy. Listen and participate in the dive planning and briefings. Gear up and complete pre-dive buddy safety checks. Enter the water in the manner discussed in the briefing. Adjust weights for salt water. It is recommended to get the correct weighting sorted out before your planned dive if you are entering a saltwater environment for the first time. While swimming to the dive site or on the surface, remove and replace snorkel while swimming. Perform an S drill and monitor your instruments. Controlled descent with a descent or ascent line or sloping bottom contour, Maximum depth 12 meters or 40 feet. Monitor your instruments. Further, with regard to the S-drill and bubble check, if conditions prohibit your bubble check after your entry, check immediately upon arrival at a stable depth, but not deeper than 6 meters or 20 feet. On the agreed depth, adjust and stabilize neutral buoyancy. Monitor your instruments. Remember, you are checking gas supply, depth, allowable dive time. On the agreed depth, remove your regulator from your mouth, without releasing it, replace and clear. Check your instruments. Blow bubbles. Regulator recovery. Remove the primary regulator, blow small bubbles, and release it. Find your alternate air source and place in your mouth. Recover the primary regulator with any method, replace it in your mouth, clear the regulator and breathe. Clear a partially flooded mask. Gas sharing stationary. While underwater, your instructor will give you the appropriate signal, whereupon you will react with the correct response for a low on air situation by signaling your buddy you are out of breathing gas. Your buddy will supply their primary regulator to you. Your buddy will locate and breathe from their alternate air source. Both buddy team members will hold on to each other, monitor the instruments and give the OK signal once settled. Remain stationary. Raid note, the low on air diver must keep a careful watch on the air supply. Swimming and trim, under direct supervision of your raid instructor you will swim in a horizontal position while finning correctly. Remember, dive buddies must be no further than 3 meters or 10 feet away from each other, swimming side by side. Exit the water in the manner discussed in the briefing. Post-dive equipment care. Listen to the debrief and participate. Use computer to see new NDL or calculate end pressure group on the dive tables, calculate SAC and RMV. Log the dive online. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.